WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight.
Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Now, I put no stock in what any man thinks, only what I know. And what I know is this: the result will be just like the first time. I will put him 6 feet under. Game over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
So are we. It's the first Raw Post Show of 2019. Live right here on Raw Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by Garrick Dunn at MBG Films. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I am Sir Rockin. That is Lindsay Ward.
Like I said, it's a new year, it's a new Raw, and there is still no goddamn Bray Wyatt on this show. I had such hopes that he wasn't there.
We're not even 2.5 minutes into this show.
We're not even a minute into this show.
I was including the intro. We're not even 2.5 minutes into this show.
You know what? I have to get it off my chest, because if I don't get it off my chest now, it's going to explode in the middle of the show. And then we're going to go off on some weird tangent. So, you know, I'm again, first Raw of 2019. Where is Bray Wyatt? Where is he? It's Royal Rumble season. They're going to make me wait for the Rumble, aren't they? They're going to make me sit here and wait 2 more weeks for the goddamn Royal Rumble for that man to show up.
Probably.
It's been, what, 4 months? 5 months?
I don't know.
Been on TV? Something like that?
Something like that. All right. I want to address something before we really get into the show. All right? The elephant in the room, brother. Hulk Hogan was on the show tonight. Hulk Hogan led a tribute to Mean Gene Okerlund, and quite frankly, it was the best tribute to a fallen member of the WWE family they've done in a long time. The stuff for the Anvil was good. This was great. Leave everything you say about Hogan behind from a personal standpoint. Someone just followed us. I'll get to that in a second.
Thank you.
He did a great job. They did an awesome video. Hogan was out of character for a while, and then when he cut the "Let me tell you something, Mean Gene" promo, that was cool. Really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knocked it out of the park. Like, he really knocked it out of the park tonight. I was proud.
I will be the first person to tell you, Hogan is not my favorite person. He really, really is not. He is not my favorite person at all. But this was really good. This was really well done. It's really almost what Mean Gene deserved. And I think he would have loved the hell out of it.
I loved how he did the fantasy matchup with Savage and Warrior and Perfect and stuff like that. I was just, and Andre as the ref, that was... And it was Piper and Perfect and Savage and Warrior with Andre as the ref. He was breaking up a fight with Gorilla and Bobby the Brain. I don't know. I loved it.
And it made you a little sad because he's naming off all the people who have gone.
Yeah.
And you're like, God, this is only going to get worse as time goes on because, you know, we're starting to lose them. And
yeah.
It's just sad. But, I mean, this was... this was good, this was fine, it wasn't too terribly long, which is good, because you never want to dwell on it, right? You never want to dwell on the subject, you really do want to do the tribute, and you want to keep it happy, you want to keep it light, you don't want people gnashing in teeth and crying in the ring. You know, it's like, because I feel like in some ways that's not what he would have wanted. He would have wanted them to keep it light and fun and, you know, about the show and stick to the script.
Yeah.
So I feel like this would have been Mean Gene approved.
Yeah. Also, thanks to Composed Silence for following the channel. Make sure you follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLive. All right.
Did you know you can follow us? You can subscribe for free if you have Twitch Prime. So look up. There may be a button up there, a little purple button up on the right side of your screen. Check it out because, you know, you might have a free Twitch Prime sub available to you.
All that shameless shilling out of the way. Let's get to Monday Night Raw.
Somebody had to do it.
Thank you. So Monday Night Raw opened with a brawl between Seth Rollins and Bobby Lashley. The wrestlers, producers, and everyone trying to pull them apart, which is a nice... Okay, it was like, oh my god, we're opening with something chaotic and unexpected. I didn't expect a brawl because they've been promoting John Cena open up Monday Night Raw. And we got a brawl. And hey, Zack Ryder made TV.
Yay! Zack Ryder made TV in 2019.
I mean, it took him all year to make it last year, so now he can't complain on Twitter. He made it to Raw. Anyway, then you had John Cena come out. Talk about things, talk about his, you know, what stepping up or stepping out of WrestleMania. He doesn't want to be left behind, so he enters the Royal Rumble. Drew McIntyre came out. So he says, wait, here's for a moment. He talks about how John Cena is the greatest of all time. Said he doesn't care about who Cena shares his bed with or his stupid haircut. And Cena then said, you don't like my hair? You don't care about my hair? It's like, okay. So he talked to McIntyre, also talked about ending the Shield at I don't think he did that. He destroyed Dolph Ziggler. Yeah, he did that. And he humiliated Kurt Angle. Calls himself the most dangerous man in WWE. And now he's coming for John Cena. As they were about to fight, Lashley and Leo Rush came back out, saying, Rollins has gone crazy and they need to get a lawyer. And I was waiting for David Otunga to show up, but he never showed. So there's that. Seth Rollins showed back up, attacked Lashley. Ambrose came out, attacked Rollins. And then Cena started into the fight. McIntyre was in the fight. Finn Balor came out, and we had a big old brawl to open a Monday Night Raw. I love how they weaved everyone into the segment, not just by, oh my god, here's someone else coming in out to interrupt. It's like, you started with the brawl, you weaved Cena back in, you weaved it all around. It was well written.
It was a very impactful opening segment.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Then we had a 6-man tag. Cena, Rollins, Balor versus McIntyre, Ambrose, and Lashley. Team Cena got the win. Good stuff. Good match. Enjoyable. Long match. It was a long match, too.
It was a really long match. It was good. I would have liked it maybe just a little bit shorter. That's me. But this was fine the way that it was.
So after the match, after Ambrose took the fall to Seth Rollins, Triple H was in the backstage on the big screen with Sasha and Bayley. Rollins was getting annoyed, so he storms backstage and goes, I want Dean Ambrose. I want the Intercontinental title. And I want it tonight. And Hunter ruled, yeah, you got it. Be false count anywhere match, and he goes, welcome back. Because he got the old Seth Rollins back, which is what he wanted. Good stuff.
Very good stuff, yeah.
Bobby Roode and Chad Gable retained the tag team titles over the Revival, even though Dawson had his foot on the rope. The referee did not see it, so the feud must continue. B-Team made Raw.
Yay, the B-Team made Raw. By the way, I would like to thank my team. First night, they showed up.
Coming out of the gate strong.
My two points whores showed up.
How about that?
Can't complain.
Elias took on Baron Corbin, which saw Baron Corbin get the win. Something about these two wrestling each other, it loses me a little bit.
I think because at this point we've seen it, and we're just, it's like, yay, it's Baron Corbin. I mean, don't get me wrong, I enjoy Baron Corbin. I like Baron Corbin. But it's just like, eh, at this point. So I think that's part of it.
Yeah, now we need to talk about the worst segment on the show. Braun Strowman comes to the ring and he wants Brock Lesnar to get these hands, and Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar are backstage. And Heyman's just saying his client's not coming out here. We're not having a confrontation. We'll wait till the Royal Rumble. Yada, yada, yada. So Strowman's trying to do everything he can to get Brock Lesnar to come out and to set him off. And now he just keeps riling off of the mouth. And he said he was hiding like a coward, and I guess that's what triggered him. Because that's what did it. And then Brock came out. Brock walked around the ring. Brock walked back up. Nothing happened.
This was pretty ineffective in terms of these two. I mean, really, seriously, it's Braun's, I think, first appearance back on Raw. Is that correct? Since his injury?
Other than... No, yeah, it was his first... He's been back one time since. It was on the Christmas show. He came out and screwed around with Heyman. He put the reindeer nose on him and ears on him or something. So this is his first real appearance.
So his first real appearance on Raw, and you don't have him do anything?
Because he can't. He physically can't yet.
Grunt and snort and stomp, and that's it?
I guess not. Mm. I don't know. It felt like, here's the problem. Okay, we've seen the build-up. We've seen it. Everything you can do with Brock and Strowman, you've seen it. They've done it. There's only reason you're doing this because you have no other plans. You have no other choice for a Brock Lesnar opponent at the Royal Rumble. You backed yourself into a corner, so that's the only reason you're getting this. So, creatively, there really isn't much to it. Ember Moon and Apollo Crews beat Jinder Mahal and Alicia Fox. I don't need to see Alicia Fox and Jinder Mahal on my TV anymore. That's all I have to say about that one.
It was just okay.
It was 2 minutes long. I just don't care. Yes, Brent, we have seen it. We have seen it. We have, in fact, seen it. Roll Tide.
Seen what?
Well, I was saying before, we've seen Strowman and Brock. We've seen
Oh, yes. Yes.
Also.
I thought you were talking about the football game.
No. Roll Tide? No. Wait.
Pretty sure that tide isn't rolling right now.
No, it's 44-16 at the moment. We had a moment of bliss with Ronda Rousey as the guest. She talked about how Sasha Banks is the unsung hero of the Raw locker room and probably wants to fight her. Nia Jax did not like that. Sasha then got into Nia's face. Sasha challenged Nia to a fight. They had a match. Sasha won. Nia just is very clumsy. It just doesn't work all the time. Sasha wins, makes her tap out. Bing, bam, boom. I think the Nia push is done. Sasha and Ronda now fight at the Rumble.
Yeah, this was not Nia's best showing by far. And it's difficult with Nia because I think Nia is really trying to be the best that she can. But when you have the size difference that you have between the two, it's tricky because Sasha can't do a lot with Nia, right? Because she just doesn't have the body strength to do that. Nia has too much body strength and she can throw Sasha like a football. So what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
I think they really did try to put something together, but it just didn't quite work. Like, you really do need to have Nia with people that are as strong as she is, that can go like she can go, and then she'll have a better compliment. But I just feel like Sasha wasn't it.
That said, going back to a moment of bliss, I like the doing it on the stage. I like how she still has a little sparkle to her with the microphone.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a nice touch. Overall,
Evil Sparkle Fairy.
Could be a nice little thing going forward. Then you had your main event, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose in a Falls Count Anywhere match for the Intercontinental Championship. They went all around backstage. They went all around through the crowd. A really fun... The first minute was better than the match they had at TLC where they actually brawled in this one, so that was something. People on Twitter went nuts. Oh my god, they found a shovel backstage on Raw. There's a legit shovel at Raw. Imagine that.
Just to clean out the writer's room.
Yeah. Seth Rollins hits the stomp. 1, 2, and Lashley stops it from going down. Lashley destroys Seth Rollins. Ambrose gets the 1, 2, 3 to retain his championship. And after the match, Lashley puts Rollins through a table. So we ended the open the show with a brawl between Rollins and Lashley. And we ended with Lashley getting the final nail on Seth Rollins to end the show. This puts an end probably to the Dean Ambrose-Seth Rollins feud for a while, which it needs. And now we get Lashley and Rollins as the feud heading into the Rumble. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it. But again, there was absolutely no Bray Wyatt on the show. Slightly disappointed by that. Need to talk to somebody in management about it because reasons.
But I like this show. I thought this was a better show. The only point where I lost interest was the Corbin and Elias match. Other than that, it held my interest all the way through.
This was a better offering for sure. Coming out of the holidays, I think they're back from vacation. Everybody's ready to go. Everybody's raring. It's Rumble season. So yeah, so I feel like overall, the product is going to be a lot stronger, a lot better going forward, but they're still kind of working on it a little bit. But we saw storylines kicked off tonight. We saw continuations, and here's hoping to a good Rumble season this year.
We also had enough star power that kept the show interesting.
Agreed. Yeah. And because John Cena's back.
Well, that'll do for the Raw Post Show. live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network this Thursday night. We're back live with The Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, SmackDown, all your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And returning Sunday night, The Rack Extra Reviews, Total Bellas. Make sure you check that out. Saturday night, midnight-ish, it's CB Radio. Sunday night, Wrestle Talk Radio will be live at 10 p.m. Eastern to talk all things All Elite Wrestling. Yes, a preview for the show on Sunday. Imagine that. We'll be back next Monday for the Raw Post Show live 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. As mentioned, follow and subscribe to the Twitch channel, twitch.tv/WTR Live.
You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lins Ward, LINSWARD.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. She's Lindsay Amrock. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show. Live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at WildTalkRadio.com.
WildTalkRadio.com.